Hallelujah. Thank you so much for joining us today. Welcome to this edition, October edition of Elo. It's not Halloween, it's Elo. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for being here today. We're so thankful to the Lord. His presence is here. We know it. His presence is there with you. Wherever you are, we can sense that. We know God is going to do a mighty thing through His Word. So I hope you have your Bibles ready. You know, we really get into the Word, and as the Holy Spirit grants us utterance, we really get into it. We learn, we are added onto, we receive revelation, knowledge, understanding, impartation, and everything. And I'm expecting the full works in this service today. So grab your Bibles, grab your notebooks so you can take notes, grab your pens, and let's get ready to dive into the Word of God. Lord, we bless you for the ministry of Pastor Andre, and thank God for our praise team. We continue to be blessed by his legacy, Andrew Crouch's legacy, and so many lives across the globe, the nations of the world, touched by this man because of his devotion to the things of God. And I hope that inspires you. I hope you are inspired by his ministry and his music today. We were. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Do you have your Bibles?
Yes.
Can you lift it up? Hallelujah. I see. I can see you. I see you. Some of you are lifting up your phones, your tablets. I said your Bible. Okay, I understand. Your Bible is in your tablet. I get it. All right. Say with me, this is the infallible Word of God. It is God's will, God's purpose, and God's promise for my life. I can be everything this word says I can be. And I can do everything this word says I can do. I receive the seed of the Word of God into the prepared soil of my heart today. And I declare by faith that it is producing fruit, harvests in my life in Jesus' mighty name, 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. During our ELO services, we have been just ministering and studying around the theme, take the limits off. And if you have been with us, if you have joined us on these services, you know the Lord's blessed us so mightily through the last few months. And we have found out, we know there are limits on every life. There are limits on our lives for various reasons. Number one, to start with, by virtue of the fallen nature of man, there are limits because of the corruption of the world, and we're human. So there are limits. And two, there are limits from our past, limits from situations we've had, experiences we've had, our upbringings, our roots and things. But above everything, there are limits from our arch enemy, Satan himself, who seeks to limit us and stop us and hinder us from attaining unto the destiny and purpose that the Lord has ordained for us. The Bible calls him the hinderer. But praise God, Jesus came to destroy every limit. Jesus came to call us into this new life that is unlimited. This abundant life, this overflowing life, this full life, this life that knows no boundaries. So we have been learning and studying the different ways in which the Lord helps us destroy and get out and take off these limits. And one of the first things we learned was the power of knowledge. Limits are destroyed by the power of knowledge. The knowledge of God, the knowledge of the Word of God is light. And that light shatters the darkness and breaks limits in our lives. We also have learned that limits are broken and destroyed through prayer, our prayer life. When we pray, when we are committed to our prayer life and we engage with the Lord in our prayer life, Limits are destroyed. We have also learned that there is an excellent spirit within us as God's children. And this excellent spirit, when we put it on, enables us to destroy limits and live a life or lives that are limitless. And finally, in our last edition of ALO last month, we talked about the power of godly thoughts. How through engaging godly thoughts and the mind of Christ that we have, we are able to live a life without limit. Oh, that was so powerful. That was so powerful. Today, I am really excited. In this service, we are going to look at one of the most powerful persons. I don't want to say forces. One of the most powerful persons that the Lord has given us that actually enables us as believers to live a life without limits. Of course, I'm speaking of none other than the Holy Spirit himself. And today we are going to be studying, and I'm going to do my best and go precept upon precept, line upon line, as I have it in my notes, so I don't get carried away with time. I know it's a virtual online service, and we don't want you to get tired. We want us to receive as much as the Lord has for us and be able to meditate it afterwards. So I'm going to go through my notes as the Lord has inspired me by the Holy Spirit. And today we're going to be talking about breaking limits by the walking, the ministry, and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Breaking limits by the working, the ministry, and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Let's start out from Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. Popular scripture, it reads, "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, and with power." Notice, the Holy Spirit and with power. It didn't say how God anointed the Lord Jesus Christ with power. He said how God anointed the Lord Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit and with power. Obviously, the Holy Spirit is the source of the power. But notice, he is a person. The Lord said he anointed him with the person of the Holy Spirit. And then the person of the Holy Spirit disbursed his power into the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. I really like the Amplified Bible puts out three words that I want us to read together. It says there, how God anointed and consecrated Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and, watch this, with strength, with ability, and with power. Can you say those three words with me? With strength, with ability, and with power. And how he went about doing good, in particular, curing all who were harassed and oppressed by the power of the devil, for God was with him. God was with him. The single most important reason for everything the Lord Jesus Christ became and everything he achieved in his earthly life was the Holy Spirit. He was anointed with the Holy Spirit, the person, and he was anointed with the Holy Spirit, the power, the anointing, disbursed from the person or by the person. And as we read already in the Amplified, we are told Jesus had access to strength, to ability, and to power. Those three major things enabled him to live a life without limit. The first two were internal. The last one was external. He was endowed with strength and with ability. Those were internal. The Lord endowed him. The Lord enabled him. The Lord strengthened him inside of his heart. You know everything. You've heard me say this before. Everything we produce from our lives begins from our inside. We live from the inside out. And whatever we have within us is what is eventually produced on the outside. The Lord endowed the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father did, through the Holy Spirit, with strength and ability inside of him, and then power outside. That power is what we usually describe as the anointing. Glory to God. No wonder Jesus lived a life without limits. And so did every other human being that lived after him, the disciples and the rest of God's people. And we're not just talking about people who do the work of the ministry fully or strictly. We're talking about every single person that was created by God. Whether they are professional people, whether they are regular people just taking care of things that the Lord has assigned them, raising families, ministers of the gospel, doing business, whatever. Every one of us has been given strength and ability on our inside, and we have been given power on our outside to be able to get our jobs done. I want you to go with me to Zechariah chapter 4. Zechariah, the book of Zechariah, chapter 4, Zechariah, one of the Old Testament prophets. Hallelujah. One of the minor prophets. Zechariah chapter 4. And let's read here from verse 6. This is Zechariah prophesying. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Let's read that again. Then he answered and spoke unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel. Actually, put your name there. I'm going to put my name here. This is the word of the Lord unto Kayode, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Then he says in verse 7, who art thou, O great mountain? The mountain represents limits. Before Zerubbabel, you will become a plain, and he will bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. Hallelujah. Notice he says, not by might. It's not by our human strength that we achieve anything that the Lord has given us. Not by our human abilities. It's not by our human power, natural endowments that we get our assignment done, that we fulfill the will of God, the purpose of God for our lives. Whatever it is we've been called to do. It is not by might. It is not by power. It is not by any of the natural things. Though the Lord will use a lot of the natural things that we have, but they don't get the job done. Who gets the job done? The Holy Spirit. He says, it's by my spirit. And how does he do it? He does it in two major ways. You see where he says there, who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? You will become a plain. And he will bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. The Holy Spirit enables us to break limits and fulfill the purpose of God in our lives in two major ways. The first one is he disburses an increasing amount of grace into our lives. He enlarges us within us. He enlarges our vessel and disburses an increasing amount of grace upon our lives. Do you know the more grace you have, the more you can get done? You know, many times people, when they get weary, they get tired. You've heard them say things like, oh, I think I'm just at my wit's end. Well, the reason we feel that way, all of us sometimes, is because we've run out of grace. And when we run out of grace, we run out of ways. When you run out of grace, you run out of means. You may have $1 million in your wallet. You may have all the connections of the world, but when we run out of grace, we run out of means. When we run out of grace, we run out of ways. So one of the ways in which the law of the Holy Spirit enables us to fulfill the will of God, he disburses more and more grace upon our lives. And the second way he does it, he gives us opportunities to stretch our vessel. He stretches us. He stretches us. You remember those four words we learned during the course of our studies? Four very important, powerful words that I've had you repeat a few times. I'm going to have you say them again here in this service. I've thrown them out and we've learned and we're learning these four words and how they actually work and how they affect our lives in bringing us to a life without limits. The words are pray, think, stretch, excel. Pray, think, stretch, excel. Well, one of the ways in which the Holy Spirit enables us is he stretches us. He gives us the opportunity to be stretched within our vessels. And as we respond to the opportunities he gives us, the more we respond to the workings of the Holy Spirit in our lives, the more of the limitless life of God we're able to live. The more we engage the grace of God that is disbursed upon our lives, the more of the limitless life of God we are able to live. Somebody say, amen. Amen. You know, the Bible calls him the Spirit of Grace in Zechariah chapter 12. He said he is the Spirit of Grace. He's the Spirit of Grace. He also calls him the same thing in the book of Hebrews. He's the Spirit of Grace. So he disburses grace upon God's people. That grace translates into strength and abilities and power. That grace enables us to get our assignment done. That grace empowers us to not be limited, to not be hindered, to not be stopped. Somebody say, I receive the Spirit of grace in the name of Jesus. Say one more time, I receive more and more and more and more the Spirit of grace in my life, on my life, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. The Holy Spirit will stretch you and increase the flow of God's grace into your life. He will make you capable of doing things you can't possibly do with your natural abilities. You remember those two New Testament scriptures? 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. And greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Here it says, you are of God, little children, and you have overcome them. You have broken limits. You have escaped the hindrances and the corruption and the limitations of the world. Why? Why? He says, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Let me ask you, who is he that is in you? His name is the Holy Spirit. The he that is in you and me is the Holy Spirit. The Bible says he's greater than anything the world would ever throw at us. He is greater than anything, any mountain, any giant, any obstacle we will ever confront in our lives. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Say with me, greater is he that is in me than anything that is in the world. Let's say it right. Say, greater is the Holy Spirit that is in me than anything and anyone that is in the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit truly is the difference maker in the life of men and women who do exploits. You remember what Paul said in Philippians chapter 4 verse 13. I read that scripture here during our ALO services. I'm going to read it again today. He said that, and I especially like the amplified rendition of that scripture, Philippians chapter 4 verse 13. He said, I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and I am equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Let's look at this in the light of what we've already learned about the ministry, the person and the ministry of the Holy Spirit as he works in our lives. Look at what he says. I have strength for all things. Where is that strength coming from? The Holy Spirit. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. Where is the power coming from? The Holy Spirit. I'm ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses me with inner strength. Who is him who infuses us with inner strength? The Holy Spirit. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. The Holy Spirit truly is the difference maker in the lives of men and women who do exploits. I want you to look at this scripture. In Isaiah, we talk about this scripture a lot, where yokes and burdens are concerned. The Holy Spirit is the burden remover and he's the yoke destroyer. The Holy Spirit is Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 27. He says there, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden, the burden of the enemy, the burden of the adversary, the burden of the world, the burden of our roots, our past, the burdens of Satan, our arch enemy, his burden will be taken away from off thy shoulder and his yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Because of the anointing, hallelujah. His yoke shall be destroyed. Every yoke is destroyed. You know what yokes are? Yokes are things that are tied around the legs, the feet of animals, like cattle and these grazing animals and animals that are used in agriculture. They are tied around their legs to restrict their movement. Those yokes can also be put on other things, on other animals. And sometimes, unfortunately, yokes are on people. In this scripture here, the word of God is telling us a lot of God's people many times are hindered by yokes. They are limited by yokes that have been wound around their lives, that have been tied around their destinies. Oh, glory to God, but we have good news today. The Bible says every yoke will be destroyed by the anointing. The burdens are burdens that are set on the shoulders of God's people to restrict their movement, to limit them in their ability to advance and to move forward. You know, if no matter how good, how strong, how fast the engine of a car is, do you know one of the things they do in racetracks is they do everything as much as possible to lighten the load that the cars that are on those races bear? Because no matter how good, how strong an engine is, how great a sports vehicle is, if you load it up, you load up the trunk with a lot of stuff, you load up the sides of the seats with a lot of stuff, you load up and then you load up the driver with a lot of things, that car that's supposed to be a super fast car suddenly becomes a very slow car. And that's not because it doesn't have the potential to be fast. That's not because it doesn't have the ability to win the race. But that's because it's been saddled by burdens. That's what the enemy does to believers. He saddles us with burdens. He loads us up with things that are unimportant, things that are unnecessary, distractions to beset us on our journey, things that slow us down. You even hear many times believers says, I really want to do more. It's just, I just have these things that slow me down. You know, I just can't help myself. In the world, they go further. You hear people in the world like celebrities, so-called celebrities and actors and some of these people that are well known. They use the term my demons. This year, if I can just overcome these demons, and some of them, they go to their grave talking about their demons. Well, listen, I got good news for you. You don't have to live with those burdens. Hallelujah. You don't have to continue to carry those yokes. The Bible says it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Somebody say, every yoke is destroyed. Every burden is removed by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Woo, hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. I'm so excited. Let me pause here. Take a 1 minute break from my notes here. Let me just tell you. I have found out the secret to going as far as the Lord has ordained that every single one of us go, the secret to doing well, the secret to prospering, the secret to being able to fly on the wings of the eagles is a qualitative walk with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Having Him in our lives, walking with Him every day, having fellowship with Him, getting to know Him, following His lead, His guidance, and doing the things that He directs us to do. That is the secret. That is the secret. You will go as high as some, but sometimes people say the sky is, then I told one of our brothers recently who's doing an amazing ministry work around the world, an amazing ministry work around the world, and I'm so thankful, especially in a part of Africa. I said to him after he shared with me a lot of the things that the Lord is helping them accomplish, I said, you know, the world, people in the world say the sky is the limit. I said, you know, if you keep on walking, and if you keep on, just keep on growing in your relationship with God and keep on doing the things that the Lord has, and you keep on following His lead, keep on following His guide. I said, you know, the sky will never be your limit. I'm saying that to you today. Amen. Do you know the sky will never be your limit? You will go way beyond the skies, folks. You will go way beyond the sky. There will be no limit to your destiny. There will be no limit to how far God can take you if you would cultivate a qualitative walk with the Holy Spirit. Somebody say, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Take your place, Holy Spirit. Take your place. The Holy Spirit is the restorer, and He will produce in us the best version of everything God created our lives to be. Let's say that again. The Holy Spirit is the restorer, and He will produce in us the best version of everything God created our lives to be. Look at that in Isaiah chapter 32. Oh, hallelujah. He said here in verse 13, Isaiah chapter 32. He said, upon the land of my people shall come up thorns and briars. Those are the limits of life. He said, yea, upon all the houses of joy in the joyous city. Because the palaces shall be forsaken. The multitude of the city shall be left. The fort and the towers shall be for dens forever. A joy of wild asses, a pasture of flocks. He's talking about a place that was designed to be beautiful, suddenly abandoned, suddenly derelict, suddenly desolate, suddenly disintegrated. Something that was designed to be extremely valuable suddenly loses all its value. But look at the next verse here in verse 15. Until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high. And when the Spirit is poured out upon us from on high, the wilderness will become a fruitful field. The fruitful field will become valued as a forest. The Holy Spirit is a restorer. The Holy Spirit will bring value back into our lives. All this disintegration, all this corruption, the Holy Spirit will bring it back. Folks, let me take one more minute break from my notes and tell you this. A lot of what we're trying to do as believers, as the body of Christ in our days today, a lot of the things that we're trying to band together to achieve. Sometimes we get this sense that if we can just do what the world is doing, we can accomplish great things. We think, well, there's strength in numbers. If all of us that are called by Christian, the name Christian, if we all come together and we do things, we can do what the world is doing. There might be some element of truth to that, but that is still a limited life. Do you know, when Jesus was about to leave, after He resurrected from the dead, the disciples were very concerned about the future of their government. And the disciples said unto Jesus in Acts chapter 1, they said, Lord, Are you now going to restore the kingdom? Are you going to give us that upper hand? Are you going to take us and this governmental and this nationalistic goal and dream that we have had? Are you going to bring it to pass? Jesus said, listen, don't worry about that. Don't give your attention to that. He said, this is what I want you to do. You go to Jerusalem and stay in the upper room and wait there. And you will be endued with power when the Holy Spirit is poured out upon you. That's what he said in Acts chapter 1 verse 8. You will be endued with power. Do you know, as much as we're trying to accomplish, as much as the church is trying to do, we're so limited because we don't have the endowment of the Holy Spirit. We've moved away from the place of our interaction with him, our upper room of prayer that enables us to receive his endowment. That endowment of power is what enables us to get our jobs done. It's what enables us to do the impossible. It's not carrying placards. It's not going on TV shows and rattling off things like the Pharisees. Do you know, way back then, in the days of Christ, in the days of the disciples, there were Pharisees who were specialists in letters. They could quote every single thing in the Bible to the point where they challenged the Lord Jesus Christ many times about his ministry and the things that he did. And the Lord said to him, how come? The reason you are so missing God is because you don't have the Spirit. Yeah, you know a lot about the letters, but you don't have the Spirit. He said the letter will kill, but it is the Spirit that gives life. Folks, if you want to go far, if you want to go as far as the Lord has ordained you, if you want to go as far as the Lord has intended for you, man, we've got to make room for the Holy Spirit. We've got to yield, like Jesus said to those disciples of old. We've got to get back in our upper room. We've got to get back in our place of intimate interaction with the Holy Spirit. Look at this scripture right here. He says, the land will be desolate and forsaken. The multitude of the city will be left until the Spirit of God is poured out upon us from on high. And then the wilderness will become a fruitful field, and the fruitful field will be counted for a forest. I see your fruitful field becoming a forest in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I see your fruitful field. I see your wilderness becoming a fruitful field, and I see every fruitful field around your life becoming a mighty forest in the name of Jesus. Do you receive that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the Lord left, when Jesus left, in John chapter 16, he said to the disciples, I give you the Holy Spirit. I give you the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 16 and verse 7. And then he spelled out all the things that the Holy Spirit would do in our lives. In verse 7 of John chapter 16, this is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking. He said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. The Amplified puts it differently. He says, however, I'm telling you nothing but the truth. When I say it is profitable, good, expedient, advantageous for you that I go away. How can it be advantageous that the Lord Jesus Christ leave? He said, because when I leave, I'll send you the Holy Spirit. He said, when I go, if I go not away, the Comforter, who is the Counselor, the Helper, the Advocate, the Intercessor, the Strengthener, the Standby, if I don't leave, he won't come into close fellowship with you. He says, but if I go away, I'll send him to you, and he will be in close fellowship with you. Then he said in verse 13, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear of the Father, that he will show you. He will speak those things and he will show you things to come. Listen to that again. When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, verse 13, he will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of himself, But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. He will show you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will receive of mine, and he will show it unto you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, all things, verse 15, that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I that he will take of mine and he will show it to you. That means the Holy Spirit is the one who breaks the boundaries. The Holy Spirit is the one that takes off the limits. Those things that belong to the Father that should rightfully be disbursed to us are disbursed to us by the Holy Spirit. The graces of life, the favor of God, the anointing we need, the open doors of life, the open heaven blessings that we desire. Hallelujah. The life of clarity and peace and love and joy are made available to us by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. He is that generating system that would produce everything in our life that God ordained for us. Amen. You know, I'm going to start wrapping this up so I can get ready to close. As you know, there's so much more to say. But let's say one or two more things. Are you tired yet? All right. I'm glad you're not. I heard you say, no, we're not tired. We're just getting started. I heard that. All right, good. So let's dig further. Amen. I want you to think about this young lady, young woman, young girl, Mary, in Luke chapter 1, from verse 30. The angel of God visits this young woman who is really up until this point in her life, a nobody. Nobody really knew anything about Mary. She was just another one of those people who was doing her best to live right, doing her best to have a good life. But for the most part, she lived an ordinary life. And then the Holy Spirit came. In Luke chapter 1 and verse 30. And the Holy Spirit said, my own paraphrase, Mary, your life is about to change permanently, forever. Your ordinary life is about to take up a touch of the supernatural. The difference maker is visiting with you. He said in verse 30, this is the angel. Angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb, and you will bring forth a son, and you will call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Wow. This is huge. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Mary, in verse 34, looked and said to the angel, how shall this be? Seeing that I know not a man. How can all these big things, great things happen in my life when I know not a man? The angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also, that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. The Son of God. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Highest will overshadow you. This is what we need, folks. We need the Holy Spirit to move into an active state in our lives. To not just be brooding over our lives like he brooded over the waters. But we need him to begin to move and to begin to do things to overshadow us. We need him to be given the liberty. We need him to have room to create beauty and glory and joy and blessings. when we allow the Holy Spirit to come upon us, and when we fully yield to Him, the power of the highest will overshadow our lives. Anything we birth, whatever we birth, your dream, your life, your family, your destiny, anything you birth will be great. They will be of the highest rank and quality. They'll have a touch of royalty. They'll carry the dominion of God. They will be indestructible. They will be ever increasing and ever growing. Why? Because the Holy Spirit will make that difference in our life. The Holy Spirit truly does make a difference in our lives. We know the disciples, when they saw them in Acts chapter 4 verse 13, they said they took note of them, that they had been with Jesus. There's something different about them because they knew they were not as educated. They didn't have all the natural means, but they saw the ways in which they were living and operating. They knew something different about these people. The Holy Spirit was the one that made that difference. The prophet Samuel told Saul in 1 Samuel chapter 10 verses 6 and 7, when the Spirit of God comes upon you, you become another man. Saul went from ordinary to superordinary, to supernatural, to Superman, because the Holy Spirit came upon him. Let's close out here, folks. If we want to live the highest quality of life possible that has been ordained for us, then we've got to make room for the Holy Spirit in our lives. First, we have to recognize him as a person and relate with him as such. You know, we've got to learn to relate with the Holy Spirit, walk with him, acknowledge him daily. Number two, we've got to make room for him in our lives and fellowship with him. Yield to his direction, yield to his leadership every day. And number three, we've got to stretch. Let him stretch us. And as he stretches us, we have to stretch. We have to stretch. Take the opportunities that he gives us in our prayer life, in our study life, in our love walk, in our relationships, in our faith, in our boldness, in the pursuit of our dreams, in our visions, in our finances, in our, we've got to take every opportunity he gives us to stretch. See, he stretches us, but he gives us the opportunity to be stretched. When we take the opportunities that the Lord gives us and we receive him and we yield to him, and then we take those opportunities and we stretch, every limit around our lives are broken. Suddenly, we come into a place or into places where we go, oh, I never imagined I could have done that. I never thought I could have achieved that. I didn't know that was possible in my life. Yeah, that's the Holy Spirit. The more we yield to him, the more we walk with him, and the more we take the opportunities he gives us to be stretched, the more he breaks limits around our lives, the more he accomplishes. When we pray in just a minute, I'm going to have you pray a prayer out of the story of the three mighty men of David. They were ordinary men, but the Bible calls them the mighty men of David. How come they went from ordinary to mighty? It was the Holy Spirit. It was the anointing of God. In their story, in 2 Samuel 23, 8 to 12, I'm not going to read it, I want to close. It talks about all the exploits they did. One of them, the Bible tells us, killed 800 soldiers. 800 by himself, with his hands. 800 soldiers of the enemy army. He was mighty. The other one, the Bible says, when everybody ran away, all the children of Israel ran away and he was left by himself, he had just a sword. And he held on to that sword and he killed all the Philistines by himself until his sword would not depart from his hands. held on to that sword, and through the holding and the wielding of that sword, did great exploits. And the Bible says, because of what he did, God wrought a great victory. The third one, the Bible says he had a piece of bean land, a land of lentils. That wasn't supposed to be really huge, but it was his inheritance. And the enemy army wanted to take it. He stood his ground and said, I'm not going to let you take it. You're going to hear me teach about this. Those of you who join our Bible studies on Wednesdays, when I teach about one of our PowerPoints that we're about to talk about. He said, no, I'm not going to let you take this. It's mine. Yeah, it's a small ground. It's a small field, but it's mine anyways. And the Bible says he fought and killed every one of those enemy soldiers until they were all defeated and God wrought a mighty work. Well, you know the one interesting thing about all of these people? It was what they did in stretching that gave God room to do exploits through them. It was what they did in stretching that gave God room to do exploits through them. Right after the story of all they accomplished, we are told David, their general, was thirsty. He needed water. And there was no water to be found anywhere. These three men broke into the camp of the enemy, the camp of the Philistines, and went and got a cup of water. They broke into the enemy camp to go get a cup of water for their general, David. He didn't send them. They stretched. In fact, David wouldn't drink that water. He said, it's too precious. This water is the blood of men. I'm not going to drink it. It represents the blood of men who risked their lives to go get me a cup of water. Folks, when God needs something done, we go to elaborate extent, extreme extents to get it done. How? We stretch ourselves beyond every natural limit by the help of the Holy Spirit. Not in our own natural abilities. No, by engaging the grace, the anointing, the endowment of strength that the Holy Spirit gives to us. I want you to stand with me wherever you are. As I get ready to close, I want you to pray this prayer with me. A dear brother, one of our precious brothers that I was ministering to a few weeks ago, through our time of ministry and the different things that he needed to be able to accomplish. And we looked at it and we said, no, you're never going to be able to accomplish all this in your natural abilities. And I said, I'm going to give you a prayer. Right there, by the Holy Spirit, I was inspired and I gave him this prayer. I said, I want you to write it down. He wrote it down. And just a few days ago, because I didn't have it written down myself, a few days ago, I said to him, send it to me because I want to use it for my message. I want to encourage you regularly, daily, invite the Holy Spirit. Welcome him. Make room for him. Wherever you are, I hope you are standing. If you are standing, I want you to pay attention to this prayer. If you're able to, whichever way you're able to make a jotting of something, but I'm going to lead you. We're going to pray this prayer together. And I want you to pray this prayer regularly over your life. Invite the Holy Spirit. Let him breathe on you. Say to him, wherever you are, lift up your hands. Just lift up your hands to heaven. And say this prayer with me. Say, Holy Spirit, I commit to yielding to you and following your direction for my life every day. I know you will help me today, and I thank you for that. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Do it. It doesn't have to be those exact wordings. But you know the context of it. Invite him, Holy Spirit, help me today. In everything that I do, take your place in my life. Guide me, help me, show me, teach me. And I promise to follow you. I promise to walk in your footsteps and do everything that you instruct me to do. I receive your grace and your endowment of power. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Just receive that. Just receive that right now. Let him breathe on you, even just for a minute as we close this out. Just let him breathe on you. Let him breathe on you, like he breathed on the disciples when Jesus was leaving. Let him breathe on you. Take him in. Take him in. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We receive you. We welcome you. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. Hallelujah.